Lance O'Brien, the man with the plan. Of course, Brian Breisinger, that MediConnect thing that we love to promote all the time. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Live advisors, no matter what time of year it is, every Saturday throughout the calendar year when we're on the air from now until noon. Set up an appointment, never a charge for your services. And one of the things that I have learned, Lance, dealing with a lot of healthcare, great people, UPMC, the Allegheny Health Network, always there, Heritage Valley, I'll just name all of them. You name it, it's a business that never stops, and your healthcare needs to be looked at and tweaked on a regular basis because there are savings out there. And for all of you, whether it's prescription coverage, doctor copays, hospital stays, they can help you. So if you have any questions about your healthcare, Medicare or not, you should make that call to MediConnect. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lance, it's great to see you again. First time you've been in the studio in a while because we've been at the home show the last couple of times you have been here. But I just mentioned, I can't thank the people in the healthcare industry enough. They're fantastic. But there is a lot to do when it comes to healthcare coverage. And I have more respect for those of you like you and all of those carriers that we have on this show more than ever before. It really takes a village, does it not?
It really does. And good morning. Good to see you. And wouldn't it be great if our health stayed static, right? You know, if we didn't have to worry about changing, but hey, as we all know, as we get older, health changes, it can change more rapidly. And we need to make sure that our health care is matching that, right? And I think it is super important.
And you know, one of the things that I've noticed, that these amazing nurses that work so hard. So if you see a nurse, tell them thank you. But all of the different medications and information. But how many times I've heard Medicare, Medicare, you got it. You're covered. It's all good. Now you're on that Medicare. Yeah, it's good. That plan, B, Advantage, all these different things that I hear on the show every week. It's such a big part because why? We're an aging community. That's why.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we actually got a call off of last week's show. Someone called in and, you know, what I love about, you know, obviously Medicare, it's great coverage. I would love to have it, right? I'd love to identify as 65, right? You know, I'll take some Medicare. But, you know, we hear a lot about the coverage that people are getting. And this person called in, they were like, you know, I have this Advantage plan and I've had a lot of dental needs. So they've been using it for the dental, but they said, I really need hearing aids, but the hearing aid coverage on my current plan is not that great. Is there anything I can do? And I think one of the things that people don't realize, Rob, with this is, yes, you get a plan, you're comfortable with it, it's really good, you use it, you get benefits out of it, but then something happens that causes you to have maybe a more pressing or immediate need. And for this person, they really needed hearing aids and they couldn't afford to buy them. So we were able to review their situation. We did what we always do. We made sure that we checked their medications. We checked their doctors. We don't just say, oh, this plan's got the best hearing aid benefits, right? We make sure that we look at the whole picture. But we were able to get this person in the open enrollment that we're in that ends in less than a week onto a plan that was going to allow them to get hearing aids at no cost. I mean, how amazing is that to think about that they were able to now, this big need, how am I going to afford it? Now they have a plan that they're going to get that's going to start April 1st, and they're going to be able to go out and get a pair of hearing aids at no cost.
Listen, it's all about having the right advocate. You guys are relentless. Listen, we've been talking about certain drugs and prescription coverage, this and that, everyday life. And whether it's you, Lauren, Sean, it's like it ain't over till it's over.
It's not. So we're going to dive into the open enrollment in one of the later segments. I talked a few weeks ago at the home show about Medicaid, and I really feel like I want to come back to that today because I don't think that people understand how big of an impact this is going to be. And then we've actually had a lot of outreach recently from some shows that we've done in the past, businesses reaching out to us, small businesses that have employees and they're paying a lot of money, Rob, for health insurance. They have people that are turning 65 and they just don't realize the power that's available. And we've really been able to help them walk through that. So I do want to touch on that also. But I think we're going to have some fun this morning too, right?
We are going to have some fun. We're going to do a little give and take here and do some things on this date in history. country, and we got the trivia question and more. But let's tell them while we have a chance. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. They're there right now. If you have a question real time on this Saturday morning, call them, set up an appointment. Again, never a charge for the services, but the interacting that you will see at these seminars are absolutely incredible. And MediConnect is continuing with in-person seminars. And if you have Medicare on the radar within the next 12 months, they want to help you understand how to navigate the program for free. I'm going to tell you how you can register, but here is where they're going to be.
Yeah, so on the 27th of March, we're going to be at the Baldwin Borough Library on Wolf Drive in Pleasant Hills. On the 29th, we're going to be at the Marriott in Erie. First time up in Erie for us, but there's a need, right? So we're going to get in the car and make it happen. April 5th, we're going to be at the West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth. And then on the 6th of April, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Indiana. I already got a good crowd out there in Indiana, which that's also a first-time location. Just such a demand, Rob. 11,000 people a day, third highest concentration. We're doing what we got to do. And then last but not least, we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center on April 11th on Skyline Drive in Pittsburgh.
Don't forget, you can call to reserve your space at 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. You know, one of my favorite things now is Lauren Uran. I've heard her a couple of times with the Medicare Minute. You guys are podcasting. All of this stuff, you can find out more at MediConnectInsurance.com. We stream this show live on Facebook, so it is the hour of MediConnect, 24 hours, 365 days a year.
Yeah, Sean's been doing a great job there of really building out our different platforms. And the reason why it's getting attention is because the information's needed. You know, we're getting the Medicare in a minute. We're really giving great information, simplistic format on our YouTube channel. You can go out and grab that. Just Google MediConnect Insurance. Obviously, we've got Facebook and everything else going on. But before we hit the break, so this day in history, right, Rob?
I'm ready.
March 25th. Can't believe it. This first one, I'm just giggling at. 2014, a Girl Scout from Oklahoma City broke the record for cookie sales. How many boxes did she sell, Rob?
You do it.
18,107 boxes in 7 weeks.
So she'd be in her early 20s now. We could hire her at Medicare.
Well, what I was saying, yeah, exactly. I was thinking, man, I could get this girl to talk some Medicare, but do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah. I love them all, but I love Thin Mints.
I love a sleeve of Thin Mints, or give me some Samoas, man. Those Samoas are really yummy.
You know, it is one thing that even when I have a little less than more, I always have to buy one box. I just can't pass them up. They're good stuff. Also, on this date in 2005.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, after 4.5 years of marriage, called it quits. So I don't know how many times he's been married, but I guess that's major news.
And speaking of major divorce news, of people that are important, and yes, even happy Hollywood people at times find themselves divorced, Reese Witherspoon.
I just saw that yesterday.
And you know where her husband's from? He was born in 1970, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
I did not know that.
So I'm single, so if she has a thing for Beaver County guys, maybe she wants to give me a call.
You know Sofia Vergara, right? Joe Mastriano.
Well, I don't have no chance. All right. Tom Jones, She's a Lady, went gold on this date, 1971. My mother's all-time favorite. She played his albums over and over. We're going to come back much more. We got the trivia question, more things on this date, and other things that you need to know to keep you in the know, plus Medicaid. He's going to pick up on that as well. But remember, if you want to make an appointment with them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Back with more in a moment. All right, let's get back to this date in history. He is Lance O'Brien. I am Rob Pratt. MediConnect, the inside connection, MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. And then the trivia question. So on this date, what else?
Yeah, a couple more things before we jump into Medicaid, but RCA manufactures the first color TV on this date, right? And guess how it was 12 and a half inches. That was how big the screen was.
But look at the price tag.
I know, $1,000, man.
You know, we had a RCA used color television. We got it in 1965, but it had been like, it was a couple of years old at the time. So yeah, I mean, that was a huge deal to get a color. The neighbors would show up to watch color TV.
I would need binoculars to see TV on that these days.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we are so spoiled.
We really are. And then 1937, this one really I thought was interesting too. It was revealed that Babe Ruth received $25,000 per year for ads. I checked out who was the biggest ad person last year, basically from, it was actually June from 2021.
Is this what he made?
Yes. June 2021 to June 2022. number one ad athlete was Conor McGregor, believe it or not, the MMA fighter, and it was $180 million.
Well, I want him to know, I promised Proper 12, I'm going to try some. I've been a Jameson fan because of the Rooney family forever, but I'm going to try his whiskey. But here's a guy, classic line, I get bounced for busting people's heads.
You know, there you go.
I tell you, he is a galvanizing individual, though. He makes you want to listen to what he has to say. So $180 million, not bad work if you can.
Yeah, they definitely want to hear what he has to say. And then last thing, and this is a local shout out to Nino Bonacorsi, University of Pittsburgh wrestler from Bethel Park. Yeah, we'll clap for that. He won a national championship for wrestling, 197 pounds. It was the first time that has happened at Pitt in 15 years. And what I thought was so cool, he was just the sixth wrestler in Pitt history to have a perfect season, unbeaten and untied 21-0 record.
I want you to know, because of Brian Breisinger, the former wrestler. Brian, if you're listening, I had this on literally hours after it broke. I added that to my sportscast. That is a huge deal for that young man from that great community. So congratulations to him. Okay, trivia time.
Yeah, so $15 gas card for the trivia answer today. And it ties into the last fact that we just gave. But what is the second tallest educational building in the world? Second tallest educational building in the world stands 535 feet high, 42 stories.
I'm not going to be able to wrestle this one out of you. All right, 412.
Bada-bing.
412. It's pretty good, though. 412-922-1020. First one that gets the correct answer, what are they going to win?
They're going to get that $15 gift card courtesy of MediConnect. We just appreciate our listeners. We love getting this information out. We feel like it's so important.
All right, let me give you these dates for the seminars, and he's going to dive into Medicaid. March 27th, Baldwin Borough Library, Wolf Drive, Pleasant Hills. March 29th, they all begin at 6, Marriott Erie Conference Center. That's in Erie. April 5th, West Meeting Center. That's 5th Street in West Elizabeth. And then April the 6th, Hampton Inn in Indiana, Indiana Spring Roads. And April the 11th, Baldwin Health Center, 1717 Skyline Drive, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334 to reserve your space or to set up an appointment today. And you can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lance.
Yeah, so I did talk about this a few weeks ago, but I want to circle back to it because it's getting ready to start next month. So let's talk about Medicaid and Medicare for a minute. So Medicare, Rob, what we talk about a lot on this show is federal program helping people with their health coverage, generally for people over the age of 65. Although if you have a qualifying disability, you can get it prior to 65. So that's the health care that most people use when they retire, right? Then you have Medicaid. Medicaid is state funded. It's actually giving people financial assistance, right? So there's people out there that get Medicaid and they don't have to have any kind of health issue. They get it because of their financial situation, right? So they can get it at age 18, you know, and have it through the years depending on their financial situation. Well, what most people don't realize, Rob, is that people can have Medicare and Medicaid at the same time. So they can have Medicare as the foundation of their health insurance, and then they can also have Medicaid. Okay, there's two types of Medicaid that people can get, and I want to kind of give this backstory so that people see the impact of what's going to happen in a week. If you get partial Medicaid, Rob, and you have Medicare, you get your Part B premium paid for. So that $165 that you have to pay every month out of your Social Security, the state pays that for you. Secondarily, if you qualify for full Medicaid, you not only get that $165 premium paid, you also get your copays that Medicare doesn't cover paid. So the 20% that Part B doesn't cover, Medicaid will pick that up. The hospital copays, $1,600 for the first 60 days, $400 a day for day 61 and 90. So partial Medicaid, Part B premium paid for. Full Medicaid, not only the Part B premium paid for, but all of your copays also covered, right? So there are 3.6 million people in the state of Pennsylvania that are on Medicaid, right? So that's a large number. What happened, Rob, at the beginning of the pandemic was the federal government said to all of the states, you are not allowed to kick people off Medicaid right now. And what do I mean by kick people off? If their income level changes, if their assets change, right, if those two things change, then they can lose their Medicaid status. Well, the federal government said to all the states, you're not allowed to make people lose their Medicaid during this pandemic. And it's actually carried on since 2020 all the way now to this point in time. Well, what has happened? Medicaid has ballooned 84 million people nationwide.
On Medicaid.
84 million people nationwide on Medicaid.
33 million people, do the math.
You do the math. It's a lot. And it's grown by 14 million people during that time. Here's the impact. They're going to start redetermining people. That's where they send out paperwork. They have to fill out the paperwork within 30 days. And then they find out if they're still qualified for Medicaid or not. Here's the statistics, Rob. They already know there's 600,000 people in the state of Pennsylvania, 600,000 in the state of Pennsylvania that no longer qualify for Medicaid that have been carried all this time.
Now what?
So now what's going to happen is two things, one of two things. If they're not Medicare eligible, right, then they're going to get pushed to the penny system, right? Which means they're going to have to figure out their penny coverage and how they're going to get their and it's not going to be what they've had, right? It's going to be a completely different scenario for them. There's going to be a premium. There's going to be co-pays. There's going to be co-insurance. If they have Medicare, Rob, now they're going to be responsible for the co-pays of original Medicare. What happens is they actually just get put on a prescription plan, and then they have original Medicare. Rob, here's what they need to know. In both scenarios, there could be significant out-of-pocket costs that they're going to face now related to their healthcare coverage. That's why we want them to know about it. They need to reach out to us. If you have Medicaid and you're not sure about your determination status, starting April 1st, they're going to start this process, right? There's 600,000 that they know don't qualify anymore, but there's another 600,000. It's actually 577. This is from an article from the Trib that they don't know if they're still, because they haven't filled out their paperwork, Rob. Well, guess what happens if you don't fill out your paperwork? You automatically are removed from the program. So 1.2 million people, Rob, are going to be affected. And they were going to do this over a 6-month period of time. Now they've stretched it out to 12 months, because they know how big of an impact. So if you're listening today, you currently have Medicaid. You need to give us a call. We have advisors standing by right now, 888-818-6334. We can walk you through the process of making sure that you're able to be redetermined to keep that eligibility. We can let you know what you need to do if you lose that eligibility. This is so important to your health care and the amount of financial impact it could have on you.
All right, listen, we are going to remind you, if you want to set up an appointment with them right now, you can call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But please give them the question and then the answer, and I will tell everyone that Ruth in Dormont is our winner.
Well, shout out to Ruth in Dormont. The question was, what is the second tallest education building in the world at 535 feet or 42 stories tall?
The Cathedral of Learning.
The Cathedral of Learning. And the reason for that, after he won his wrestling title last weekend, he had his picture taken in front of that. So again, shout out to Nick and his accomplishment, and what a great asset to the city of Pittsburgh.
Listen, that's a heck of an accomplishment. I mean, that's the most difficult sport of all. You've got to be the best condition for high school and collegiate wrestling, Greco wrestling, Olympic wrestling. You've got to be the most physically conditioned athlete of any athlete in the world.
Here's something else I thought was really cool, is it was the heaviest weight class that they've ever had a winner in, too.
Really?
197 pounds, yeah.
Listen, you have no idea what kind of shape that young man's in.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's not winded when he walks a flight of steps.
No, he was losing, too. He was down 3-0, and he came back. So, really, kudos to him. Thanks again for our trivia winner today. We just appreciate our loyal listeners. And, again, so much important information out there that we want to make sure everybody gets.
What are we going to do when we come back?
So when we come back, obviously, we're in the open enrollment. This is the last week of the open enrollment. I'll kind of frame that for what that is for our listeners, and we'll walk through who does this impact and who may want to look at their coverage in this last week that they have the opportunity.
All right, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. The final show prior to Medicare open enrollment period ending. Who can change? Things you need to know. That's moment away. But if you want to set up an appointment, do it now. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. All right, here we are back with Lance O'Brien. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can reach those live advisors until noon. Anything on your mind right now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Hard to believe, but it is the final show before that March 31st deadline comes and goes, Medicare open enrollment. So who can change? And other tidbits, news, and notes, what we need to know, here is your host, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so you know what? Before we do that, this is going to be a weird request, but normally I'm on here before St. Paddy's Day, and I get a great St. Paddy's Day welcome. Can you do that for me this morning?
Oh, here he is, lads and lassies. It's that little leprechaun himself that has all of your healthcare needs covered. He is none other than born on St. Patrick's birthday in the Emmerich Isle of Dublin, Ireland. He's Lance O'Brien.
Oh, you made my day with that. I'm smiling ear to ear. You know I'm a
big... Larry Richard does it much better than I do, but I always like to make an attempt.
That was pretty good. You know, I always say I'm as Irish as they get. I'm O'Brien. My mom was in O'Hara.
O'Hara.
Yeah, so I'm Irish.
Marine O'Hara.
I'm very Irish. So.
The quiet man, John Wayne. Good
there
stuff,
you go.
Lance.
Yes. So, but yes, I digress, but thanks for that.
You really liked that, didn't you?
What's that?
You really liked that.
I did, man. I'm on cloud nine now. You know, it's great. So, we are in the last week of the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. New enrollment period, only been around for a few years. A lot of knowledge isn't out there about it. The carriers can't advertise about it. So people don't realize that they can actually review their Medicare Advantage coverage at this time. It runs from January 1st to March 31st of every year. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan right now, you can actually look at going to another Advantage plan. If you have a Medigap, which this is also something people don't realize, that if you have a Medigap plan or a supplement, as some people call them, you can actually review that coverage anytime throughout the year. As long as you're able to pass medical underwriting, you could actually change your Medigap plan. And the reason people do that, Rob, is because the big difference between a Medigap Plan G with one company and another is the cost. So if they are healthy and they can pass underwriting, they could actually get the same coverage. We see people regularly save $40, $60, sometimes $80 a month on these Medigap plans, and they have the exact same coverage. So definitely want to call in. But who should call us this morning if they have a Medicare Advantage plan? And again, I do think this is really important. First and foremost, anybody who's paying a lot for their prescriptions, right? There's a lot of factors that could go into that. It could be their prescriptions themselves, but there's a lot of things out there that we can help them look at, assistance, and it's not just financial assistance. There's other assistance that can be out there that we can kind of help people walk through, but we can also look at different formulas. Listen, there are new companies and plans, Rob, in the area this year, and their formularies have looked pretty good when we're working with clients. So if they haven't checked their prescription coverage in the last 12 months, there are actually new plans never offered before that could give them some savings that they don't realize is out there. So if you're paying a lot for your prescriptions, that's definitely one. Someone who needs more coverage and certain benefits. I mentioned the person who called last week as a result of the show, and they said, I really could use hearing aids. If you need certain ancillary benefits, as I call them, dental, vision, hearing, transportation, maybe you don't have a car anymore because finances and the price of gas and all of that stuff, the price of the other types of insurance, right? There are plans out there that provide transportation now to help you get to and from the doctors. It's very, very helpful. Maybe you're out there and you have a per day copay. And what I mean by that, there's some plans out there, Rob, where if you go into the hospital, you have to pay a certain amount of money every day for maybe the first 4 days, 5 days, 7 days that you go into the hospital. If that's you, you don't want to be paying that anymore, because there's plans out there, a lot of them, where you can just pay a per stay. If you're in there for 5 days, you just pay one flat copay. So if you have a per day, you definitely want to take a look at that. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you're paying more than $35 a month, I sit right down the hall from our call center, Rob. So I hear a lot of calls coming in throughout the week. And we had a lady, it was about 2.5 weeks ago. She called in from listening to the radio show and she heard us talk about the price of Medicare Advantage plans. And she was paying a couple $100, right? And anybody who's paying a couple $100 for a Medicare Advantage plan, I just want to smack my head because
you should let me say it. You're paying too much.
You're paying way too much. And people don't believe us because it's like, well, I've had this for a while. Company's been good to me. I agree with that. You could get a plan with the same company with better benefits for an eighth of the price. And I'm not exaggerating.
So they should be calling like yesterday.
They should be calling. You know, new plans keep coming out. There's almost 70 now. And what they don't realize is that these plans that are staples in the area for years, they're bringing new plans to the market every year. And those plans are not $200 plans. We call those $200 plans the legacy plans. They're the people that have been with the company for so long. They love the company because they've had it not just on Medicare, Rob, but what? All their working years. They don't realize that they could have significant savings on their monthly premium, but also improvement in their benefits. You need to call 888-818-6334. Live advisor standing by till noon. We want to make sure you don't miss the deadline. Plenty of time to get an appointment this week and make sure you're in the best spot for you before the deadline hits.
You know, do you think people are just afraid to stir things up in their mind? I mean, look, I know where I'm going to be in a handful of years. And as soon as I would be driving and you're doing this show with XYZ, who's ever your co-host then, because this show is not going away, I would call just because you said, I can tell you unequivocally beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're paying too much money.
And you are. You're paying too much. I'm not going to sit here and say, we can get you money back into your Social Security like some of the commercials do, right? Because there are certain qualifications for that. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan today and you're paying more than $35, I know that we can help you without a shadow of a doubt.
All right. The other thing that I want to, you were talking, because prescriptions are the biggest thing.
They are.
And because of your daughter having diabetes, we always promote the fact, and the thing has been capped now, Eli Lilly, we've been talking about it, all these different drugs. If somebody is on medicine right now, Medicare, and they're not getting that cap, should they call you today?
Yeah, well, the good thing is at the beginning of this year, they required the cap, but this brings up a good point, Rob. The cap is $35.
Right.
What some people don't realize is there's some plans in our area that do those things for $10. $35 is the cap. They can't charge you more than that, but there's some companies that are saying, we'll come in under the cap. We'll do $10 for those insulins, the ones that are life-sustaining. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to pay $35. You could actually get coverage that gives it to you for more affordable than that.
You said something that was just absolute. You hit it out of the park off the air. And I think people need to understand this. And my idea is that they would be better to bring that down, especially for people who need to lose some weight healthy with a doctor's, you know, consent, as opposed to letting them go over and become even more massively obese and long-term end up on diabetes, have all the ancillary care, maybe have to have surgery, possibly remove a toe, something, go blind. Explain why, even if they would lose a little money now, which that's to be argued, these insurance companies would be better off helping people get this drug the right way, the safe way.
Yeah, it's why they offer all the benefits now to stay healthy, right? And to get the drugs at the low cost, because it's much more cost effective to the whole program to keep people healthy than to get them to recover. There's so much more cost in that. And that's why I'm an advocate, not just from the pricing standpoint, but people should be reviewing their coverage, because if they get in the plan where they're covered the best, all these plans, Rob, just like all insurance, it doesn't matter if it's health insurance, life insurance, which Brian was talking about before this show, car insurance, all of those things are based on risk. That's why when you go to get a quote, what's one of the first things they ask you for? Your zip code, because your zip code matters. That's why in each one of these different counties here locally, there's plans in some counties that aren't available in others, because if you can get people in the right plan, get the risk down, it means they're not spending as much money. The whole program benefits, and ultimately the consumer benefits, because there's not as much waste.
You don't want to price people out of their medication, because many people will eat as opposed to get medication, and that could even be a deadly cocktail for someone. And people, I'm sure, have actually probably passed because they couldn't afford their medicine.
And that's where I would say, and this isn't going to be the right way to say it, but this last couple of years has been the perfect storm. The better way to say it is the imperfect storm, right? Because you've had these rising costs of transportation. I mean, groceries are out of this, you know. So now they've got all these rising costs. They've got their medication costs. And you're right, people are going to usually choose to eat over medications, and we just think that shouldn't happen. We know we help so many people, Rob. I mean, again, we help so many people every week, and we're passionate about it, and we don't want people to be paying for what they shouldn't.
Tell them where your seminars are going to be, and I'll tell them how they can be a part of them.
Yeah, so we're going to be at the on April 11th, we're going to be at the Baldwin Health Center on Skyline Drive in Pittsburgh. On the 6th of April, I'll work backwards. This time we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Indiana, new location for us. April 5th, the West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth. The 29th of March, we're going to be in Erie at the Marriott Conference Center. And then on the 27th, we're going to be at the Baldwin Borough Library, Pleasant Hills. And that's just a small snippet. There's actually a ton of options online.
You still doing those?
Yeah, I did one. I did our webinar this past week. I don't do very many anymore, maybe one a quarter.
Now, what about the webinars? They go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
They're able to register for the online events right there. We had a great turnout for our webinar, you know, because there's people sometimes a lot, Rob, that live in remote areas, right? And there's not a good central location to get a good crowd. So we actually have people come to the webinars that way, and it's been great. We're doing over 100 of these this year, Rob. And the turnout has been fantastic.
Well, what I say, we're an aging population. People need to know this stuff. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the Seminars tab, or call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334 to reserve your seat. We'll be back and wrap up today's show with Lance O'Brien. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA. Andy Amrein, Mike Bronicheski, of course, they from EV True Value, EV True Value Rental, Sarver True Value Rental, True Value Home Improvement Show, Andrew Benacki, AAA Central's Talking Travel, and then Christine Brown Murphy and Zachariah Brown. But back now to Lance O'Brien and more of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, which is coming up right now. Lance?
Yeah, so just to kind of recap, I'll first shout out to Ruth and Dormont for being a faithful listener, getting the trivia question right today. The Cathedral of Learning, the second tallest educational building in the world, 535 feet tall. So pretty awesome. Awesome, too, with what's happened with a lot of the Pitt sports teams. They've been really doing a great job. The AD there has been fantastic. She's just done a great job, you know, the soccer teams, basketball,
volleyball wrestling.
Been a great job. Football, I mean, it's been great. So, but and then just want to kind of, if you have Medicaid today, right, and you listen to the show, you need to be looking for your mail. You need to make sure you're doing your redetermination. You haven't been forced or required. Generally, in the past, every year you had to do a redetermination for Medicaid. The federal government told the states they couldn't require people to do that through the pandemic. Starting April 1st here in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to recertify. You have 30 days to do that once you receive your paperwork. If you don't, you could lose that Medicaid coverage. If you've got Medicare, join with it. It's going to create a lot of potential out-of-pocket costs. You want to reach out to us. We can walk you through what to look for. Make sure that if you're still qualified, just stay qualified. If you don't qualify any longer, you're going to need some other type of supplemental insurance. You don't want to just roll with original Medicare and a prescription drug plan. 888-818-6334. And then if you have an Advantage plan, if you have some of the issues we talked about earlier, you got a per-day stay, you're paying more than $35 for your insulin, if you're paying more for your prescriptions, if you don't have the extra benefits that are available, if you're paying more than $35 for your plan, you definitely want to reach out to us today. One of the things I did want to touch on, because we've been doing a lot of this, and some of it ties back to the seminars, right? Because we have people coming to the seminars and business owners, right? And they're seeing for their own Medicaid the difference, and it's created conversations. Andy actually opened up a conversation on this back in the fall. We were really able to help him and some of his employees. But it's expensive, Rob, to offer health care to your employees, like for an actual employer to do that. And when someone turns 65, it's not always best if we look at it just from the consumer standpoint. It's not always best for the consumer necessarily to go to Medicare. Sometimes it is. That's why at MediConnect, we always do that apples to apples comparison. You come to one of our seminars, you're generally going to have a follow-up appointment. We're going to look at your premium, your deductible, your copay structure, and your max out of pocket. And we're going to be able to tell you your that your group health coverage is better or Medicare would be better. But when you start to look at it from the employer side, right, because they're paying a cost, their employees paying a cost. Rob, we've been able to help a number of people. We're working with HR representatives now for some companies. We're doing seminars for them, webinars for their employees, where they're coming and they're seeing, if we take what the employer's paying and what the employee's paying, it makes a lot more sense to do this. And in some cases, because I'm not going to speak for all the employers out there, but in some cases, the employers have been able to put more money back in the check of their employees and say, hey, we're not paying for your health care anymore. You're getting it for this cost outside of the company. Now we can pay you a little bit more. Like, it's a win-win-win. So we've been doing a lot of that lately.
If you don't have to deal with all the paperwork.
They don't have to. That we can handle that, right, for them, get their client, their employees signed up for Medicare, all of that. So if you're an employer out there and you're paying a lot, you know, for your insurance, we can help.
All right. Again, that number, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. What else?
Yeah. So again, is related to the seminars. Who is this for? We haven't touched on that today. Maybe they're listening for the first time. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you definitely want to come to one of these seminars. And then again, after the seminar, it's about 45 minutes of information, Rob, then 15 to 20 minutes of questions, depending on the questions. And it's important because at every one of these events, it never fails. We get the same general questions. I have to sign up for Medicare, right? Or I get penalized, right? I'm going to keep working. I don't need to worry about Medicare right now. Well, I heard this, I heard that. We get the same general questions and we're able to really answer that, give people a great foundation. Usually within 2 weeks of having that initial consultation through the seminar, we're sitting down with the people. Over 90% of the people that come to the seminars, we're sitting down with them within 2 weeks. We're helping them do a few things, Rob. One, set a timeline. Do I even need to keep worrying about this right now, or can I put it on the back burner, if you will, and we'll revisit it later? If I do need to create a timeline, what does that look like? When do I need to think about signing up for Medicare? What's the easiest way for me in my current scenario? Because, Rob, guess what? Not everybody signs up for Medicare the same way. You would think it would be simplistic, but you have to sign it up a bunch of different ways depending on if you already have Social Security when you go on to Medicare, if you're not taking Social Security, if you get your Part A and not your Part B. It's different in every one of those scenarios of how somebody. So we set that timeline. We help them start create a budget, which helps them with their financial aspect. And then we make sure that they have the peace of mind that everything is moving the way that it's supposed to. So want to get to those seminars. They're super, super important. One more time, I'll get the dates and times out. March 27th, we're going to be at the Baldwin Borough Library on Wolf Drive in Pleasant Hills. On the 29th, we're going to be at the Marriott Erie Conference Center. Again, first time up in Erie. April 5th, we're going to be at the West Meeting Center on 5th Street in West Elizabeth. And on April 6th, the Hampton Inn, Indiana on Indian Springs Road. And the 11th Baldwin Health Center, Skyline Drive, Pittsburgh. A lot more seminars available. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab, 888-818-6334.
All right. Listen, he is truly doing an incredible job. All the social media stuff, Sean Horn, Lauren Uran's part of that, Brian, of course, Joe Randazzo, all those great people. Don't forget, you can subscribe MediConnect Insurance YouTube channel by simply searching that out on YouTube. Also, Facebook, MediConnect, going to MediConnectInsurance.com for podcasts, Medicare Minute, and more. That number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. So, final few days before this enrollment period comes to end, what's your words of advice?
Always check. Whether, you never know.
Even if it's the 26th of March, days away, you're having a cup of coffee thinking I've done everything, one call could save you money.
It's worth an hour of your time. I truly believe that. And again, I don't say this that much on the air, but you know, anymore, because you do a great job of it. But there's never a cost, right? It's free. You don't have to pay us for the evaluation. If you don't want someone coming to your home, we can meet you somewhere. You can come to our office. We have that call center. You can do it right over the phone, but it's worth the time investment of what it could save you, especially as costs are going up in so many other areas.
All right, let me just kind of set the scene. Husband and wife at the kitchen table enjoying some coffee, you know, both retired on Medicare, listening to the show, planning their weekend, maybe even looking ahead to a vacation, certain things they like to do, spring fix-up projects around the house. It's March 26th. You have till the 31st. You could make a call today that you could get even better coverage and save money to maybe do a new window, a new door, new sidewalk, go to that European vacation, go to the beach, play more golf, go to the movies, have a great dinner more times than not. Give you a little of that discretionary income. And all it takes is right now on this Saturday, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And here's the best part. Lance just said it. There is never a charge for their services. So you may have some hidden money, just a phone call away. I would do it today.
Yeah, and here's something I think that really does bear saying this morning is a lot of times people are like, well, my coverage is good, but they're not really using it. And if there's somebody out there, they've been on Medicare for 3 or 4 years and they haven't checked their coverage because they're not really using it, it's light years different, like light years different.
Year to year.
Yeah. And over the course of the last 3 to 4 years, it's you wouldn't even think it's the same program, to be honest with you. That's how different it is. So listen, if you're healthy, that's a blessing, right? But be prepared for when maybe your health changes. And if you haven't reviewed your coverage, you're missing out on what could be out
Listen,
there.
Listen, I can't tell you. And I've been at UPMC in Cranberry. I've been at Shadyside. I've been at UPMC Passive and since November on a weekly basis. Incredible work. Thank you to one and all. And I get a chance to talk to a lot of people, and you would be surprised. Well, maybe you wouldn't. How many say, you know, I was healthy up until a month ago.
Yep, yep.
I was healthy up until a year ago. So get the coverage you need so you are covered.
Yeah, and at the very least, let us help you get the education and the information. You make the decision. We always want you to make the decision. We want to give you the information to make a good decision. That is, I'm passionate about that. In my new role, I'm always talking to our advisors about that. We're not selling anything to anyone. We're trying to make sure they can make good decisions.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Education is power.
It is.
And it's knowledge.
It
and when you're sitting across from that physician or nurse, or you're in a healthcare setting of some time, the more you know, the better you're going to be.
Absolutely.
Listen, thanks.
You're welcome. It was great to see you. Great to be in studio. Got any plans for the weekend?
I'm going to listen to David Balerato in the news at 10, and then I don't know where I'm going to go after that. But at least the next 7 minutes, I'm covered.
You know you're set.
I'm set. Hey, don't forget, lots more still to come today. Andy Amrine, Mike Bronicheski, True Value Home Improvement Show. Then at 11 o'clock, Andrea Benacki, AAA Central's Talking Travel. Christine Brown-Murphy, it is Zachariah Brown. Then Net Worth Financial Hour with Beth Andrews of Net Worth Advisors 1 to 2. KDKA, David's next.